lifestyle challenged the kingdom and the domain of King Darius. Amen. Can I just preach to this church today that it's not flesh and blood that we're wrestling against right now, but it's principalities and its powers and its rulers of darkness in high places and spiritual wickedness. Amen. Simply put, your walk with God is challenging Satan's kingdom. Amen. Your faithfulness to the kingdom of God is a threat to Satan's domain and kingdom, and everything you choose to do for God, it issues a challenge to your enemy that God's kingdom is greater than his kingdom. Amen. If you believe that, why don't you clap your hands? Amen. We're in a spiritual battle right now. There's warfare breaking out in the heavens right now because you showed up to a revival on a Wednesday night when you didn't. Amen. When you fought hell all week, Brother Cole Rios, when the devil's trying to wear you out and for this service, you still showed up and you came into the presence of God. And because of that, war has broke out because you are challenging the kingdom of hell. Hallelujah. Challenging the kingdom of hell. And Daniel, he didn't care about the decree made by the king because he pledged his loyalty to another kingdom. Amen. You cannot stop living for God just because the devil starts talking. Amen. You can't stop living for God just because you're headed to a lion's den. But you ought to pledge your loyalty and you ought to fly your banner and you ought to declare in this service so that we can move forward in the Holy Ghost whose side you're on. Amen. Whose loyalty you're pledging to. Amen. You must understand tonight it's not the vessel, but it's the presence and the treasure that's in the vessel. God has no confidence in you. He has no confidence in your flesh, but he does have confidence in what he put in you. Amen. He put the Holy Ghost inside of you. Amen. I need some Holy Ghost apostolics. Amen. To amen what I'm saying right now. And say, God, don't have no confidence in me. I'm nobody before Jesus. I'm nobody with him. Amen. But if I got the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Amen. Ain't no devil in hell that could bow up against me. There's no kingdom that could rise up against the Holy Ghost child of God. If you're filled with his presence, amen, and you know you've been baptized and sanctified by the blood of Jesus, there is nothing that can stop you in this service from getting victory and getting deliverance in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be bound and you may be addicted and you may be fighting hell right now, but greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I feel my help coming on right now. The Holy Ghost is moving in this place, and it came to save, deliver, and to heal you in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Daniel, he had some treasure in him. Everybody say, I got some treasure in me. Amen. He had some God in him. The Bible said they couldn't find any fault in him. Amen. For as much as he was faithful. Amen. Your faithfulness matters. Amen. That's why you got to show up on a Sunday morning. And that's why you got to show up on a Sunday night. And that's why you got to be here on a Wednesday night. Amen. That's why you got to be faithful to God. Amen. People are looking at your faithfulness. Amen. And maybe your faithfulness is causing war to break out in heavens. Amen. But your faithfulness is what's going to bring the power of God into your life. Amen. They couldn't find no fault in him for as much as he was faithful. And they said, we shall not find any occasion against him, against this Daniel, except we find it against the law of his God. It's not against Daniel, but it's against his God. Amen. You're in the lion's den tonight because of what you stand for. You're up against hell tonight because of who you serve. Your worship is what's causing all hell to break loose. Your prayer is causing battle in the heavens. Your lifestyle is making the devil mad. But you need to bow up and tell hell, just because you're pressuring me, just because you're attacking me, just because there's this all outside forces, amen, that are waging hell against my life, I'm not backing down and I'm not backing up. This is who I am and this is who I'm going to be. I am apostolic through and through. Amen. Amen. I live right right, talk right. Amen. Spit right. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm a child of the King. Let the pressure of hell cause you to change your lifestyle, cause you to stop praying, cause you to stop worshiping. Amen. Because it's your faithfulness that got you there, and it's your faithfulness that's going to get you out of there. Hallelujah. Don't start backing up because hell's pushing on you, but bow up your chest and march into the kingdoms of hell and kick down those gates and say, not today, devil. I was faithful yesterday. I'm faithful today, and I will be faithful tomorrow. Hallelujah. Young people, you hear me. I know you go to school with all kind of vile and all kind of wickedness that's trying to challenge who you are and whose you are, but if you'll remain faithful to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, there's no enemy that could come against you, but you'll walk in the liberating power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. We got to establish that dominion tonight, Brother Rios. We got to establish whose kingdom we're going to be in. Amen. Amen. We got to establish whose side we're going to be in. You see, the devil walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Lions, they're very territorial. In fact, the lion's behavior is all about territory. And Samson was going to the Philistines because the Bible said that it was of the Lord. And as he traveled on his way to the Philistine, the Bible said that a lion jumped out in front of him. Amen. That the devil is always going to challenge territory because he wants the domain. He wants the power. He wants the name. He wants the fame. And he's going to make a decree to feed you to the lions. But we got to realize something. Amen. Jesus has all power. Amen. You see, the devil's kingdom is limited, but God's kingdom is without borders. The devil's kingdom is low on resources, but God's kingdom is able to supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. What that means is you may be in the lion's den, but God still has power in the lion's den. You might be up against it tonight, but that's okay because you're in a kingdom that has all power and all resources. Daniel went into the lion's den, but guess who showed up? The lion of the tribe of Judah, and he shut the mouth of those lions. Amen. It's just a mirage when the devil tries to tell you God ain't for you, when he tries to tell you God ain't with you. Amen. But the devil a liar. If you're faithful to him and you're serving him, you may be in the lion's den, but God's going to show up in the lion's den and he will set you free every time, because the devil has no power against the child of the King. Amen. Can I preach to you? There may be a war between lions tonight, but there's only one Alpha and there's only one Omega. And my Bible tells me that his name is Jesus. And when Jesus shows up, all the other lions have to shut their mouth and leave Daniel alone. Don't you worry about the den of lions. You just need to keep on worshiping. Don't worry about what's coming your way. You just need to keep on praying, because God is able to deliver you and to keep you safe. But you've got to establish, amen, this in your mind tonight, amen, that you're going to give it your all in this revival. Amen. You're going to open up your whole heart unto God in this revival. You're going to establish a few things in this revival. One, that I'm going to be faithful. Two, that I'm going to be a worshiper. Amen. Because faithful people are worshiping people. Amen. And if you'll be faithful and if you'll worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God's going to show up in this revival. Amen. He's going to rock some of your worlds. Amen. He's not just going to touch the young people. Amen. But I feel in the Holy Ghost that it's going to overflow onto this whole church. Amen. I feel a shifting in the atmosphere. Amen. I felt it in prayer earlier as I was praying and war was breaking out. I just felt the breaking in the spirit. Amen. I want to challenge the church as a whole. And even if you're a Holy Ghost filled believer, amen, that if you'll go to the Lord in prayer tonight, amen, we can change the outcome of this revival. And we'll see some young people filled with the Holy Ghost. We'll see adults filled with the Holy Ghost. We'll see people delivered Amen. We'll see deliverances that we ain't seen in a long time. I'm talking about he can take the nicotine out of a smoker's body. Amen. He can sober up the alcoholic. I'm talking about, amen, the delivering power of the Holy Ghost. Something maybe you ain't seen in a while, but I feel it in the Holy Ghost that it's going to happen this week. Amen. If you'll go out and bring them in this house, that because we'd established dominion and domain in this service and in this city, amen, and we're bringing down strongholds, it's going to pave the way for God to walk up in here and set the people free that need to be set free. And somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Holy Ghost is rich, Brother Rios. He can save. He can deliver. He can set free. And you read in the next chapter, Daniel, he has these visions. And in these visions, there are four great beasts and four kings. But in the midst of all that, he beheld thrones cast down. And the ancients of days did sit, whose garment was white as snow. His throne was like a fiery flame. He said he took their dominion away. And there was given him dominion and glory, and languages and people and nations should serve him. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Daniel went on to see another beast, and this beast would make war with the saints and prevail against them until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints, and the saints possessed the kingdom. Amen. Church, can I tell you, amen, we cannot give in to the spirit of oppression. We cannot give in to the spirit of silence. Amen. We're going to win this war, and we're going to win it tonight. Amen. The books already says it in the end that we're going to win. Amen. The devil will not be here forever. He will not torment you forever. Amen. But his time is short. And if you don't give up, amen, you're going to possess the kingdom. Amen. So we might as well shout now. We might as well rejoice now. Amen. You may not be trouble free, but we've got a God that has dominion over every situation. Amen. And that's enough for us to have some church tonight. That's enough for you to get the victory tonight. The devil has no power over you. Amen. When he throws you in the lion's den, it becomes God's den. And we've got access to the blood. We've got access to the name of Jesus. And the devil is a defeated foe. We ought to act like we're a part of a kingdom that cannot be defeated. The kingdom of God pushes back the darkness. It drives out the enemies. It shuts the mouths of lions. It protects you when you're in the fiery furnace. It's a shield and it's a weapon, and it's greater than anything you're going through. Amen. So you better worship, and you got to shout your way through it. Amen. Because the devil will oppose you. Amen. But if you'll bow up in your worship, God will do something in this house tonight. Amen. The devil, he'll roar and he'll make a lot of noises. But all that is a scare tactic. And they thought that by throwing Daniel in the den of lions, that it would end all that praying mess. Amen. They thought that if they threw him in the den of lions, that it would stop all that living for God mess. Because he wants to silence the church. He wants to oppress you so you will not worship. It's a tactic that when the lion comes around, do not do anything to draw his attention. And don't do anything to challenge his kingdom. Can I preach to you? In closing, amen, you better go ahead and challenge his kingdom. Amen, that if you'll go ahead and challenge the kingdom, you'll find out his kingdom is weak. You'll find out he's all bark and no bite. You'll find out the devil's not as big and bad as you may think he is. Amen, don't be scared of the silence. Don't be scared of the oppression. Don't be scared of the force that's trying to stop you in your worship. Amen, that force that said, I'm just going to sit here in the presence of God. Amen, because I don't know, amen, what's going to happen if I get out of my pew. I don't know what's going to happen if I step out of this pew and step out in faith. Amen, you better rebuke that voice that's speaking to you, that's trying to keep you silent in the end times. Amen, if other religions can get down on their hands and knees and pray five times a day, amen, why can't the church have an apostolic move of the Holy Ghost on a Wednesday night? Come on, somebody. I'm challenging a kingdom right now. I'm challenging a domain right now. I'm challenging the authority of hell right now. And I need a church that knows how to worship to begin to lift him up and magnify him. Them Muslims, Brother Cole, they'll kneel down in an airport and they'll pray to get their 5 times a day out. They'll kneel down in a restaurant and an unashamedly pray in a restaurant when other people are around them. Amen. But apostolics can walk into the house of God where truth is preached and His presence is, and we sit there still and uninvolved and uninterested and apathetic and silent. Hallelujah. Amen. But I declare war on those other religions right now. I declare war on those that think they got the truth but are deceived. Oh, where are the apostolics at right now that claim, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and Him only shall we worship." Amen. We're going to declare war on the enemy tonight. We're going to get set free. We're going to get delivered from the chains of darkness. We're going to refuse to be silent in the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why don't we step out of our pew right now? Why don't we just make our way around this front? Amen. I feel the Lord about to break yokes in this place. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is in here, speaking to some people. Amen. Amen. I read a story, amen, a few weeks ago about a man who took off running in a trail in Colorado. And a mountain lion jumped out. He heard some rustling behind him. He looked behind him and this lion jumped out and it attacked this man. It grabbed a hold of his hand and they began to wrestle and they began to tussle and they fell down this cliff and rolled down this cliff. And this man was fearful for his life because he had challenged this mountain lion. He was going to defeat this lion, but the lion had a hold of his hand. But his other hand was loose and he began to grab a stick and he tried to stab the lion, but the stick didn't work. And he reached over, amen, in the wrestling match and he picked up a stone and he try to knock that lion out, but the stone didn't work. Brother Rios, he then took his right foot because that's all he could do, and he picked up the right foot and he put it on that lion's neck until it was suffocated, and he strangled that lion to death. You want to know how to shut your devil up? You want to know how to shut your lion up? You pick up your right foot and you begin to declare some things in the Holy Ghost, and when them voices of hell start speaking into your life and start telling you things that are not true, if you'll begin to pick your foot up and worship God and put your foot on the neck of the enemy, it'll silence those, amen, those voices in your life that are trying to defeat you. You want to know how to shut hell up? You open your mouth, amen, but as long as you're silent, hell's talking. But when you start talking, hell becomes silent. I need somebody to make some noise in the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, shout with a voice of triumph. Shout for the victory. I'm done, but the Holy Ghost is moving. I need some apostolics to let go of their voice right now. The greatest instrument God ever gave you was your vocal cords. Amen. He said, praise Him with the sounding cymbals. Praise Him with the keyed instruments. Praise Him with this instrument and praise Him with that instrument. But then He said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Lift our hands right now. You need God to do something in your life, and you need deliverance, and you need the Holy Ghost. This is how it's going to happen. It's going to happen by you opening up your voice. You've got to say something. You've got to declare that the devil is a liar and he's the father of all lies. And you got to open yourself up to the voice of truth. What is the voice of truth? It is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And if you're bound and you're addicted by spirits and by voices that have tried to distract you and detour you, amen, from living for God, the moment you open up to God is the moment God's going to set you free. Now, if you want deliverance, why don't you raise your hand in this place? Hallelujah. On the count of three, I want to ask you to lift up your voice. And I don't want you to look around at anybody, but this is between you and God. I wish I could deliver you, but I can't. I wish I could pray for you, but I can't. You're going to have to win the battle for yourself. Lift your hands across this building right now. On the count of three, I want you to start declaring liberty in your life. One, two, three. Somebody shout in this house right now. Lift up your voice and let God move. Let God deliver you. Amen. It might look like a dance. It might look like a shout. It might look like leaping for joy. It might look like you're losing your mind, but you're winning the battle. You're winning the war. You're winning the victory. Let's move forward in the Holy Ghost.